You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
R&B money. We up. Take Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
Yes, it is.
The authority of all things R&B.
You forgot the duck.
You got to move. You can't throw and just stay there and wait on it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some head movement. In the building.
Yeah.
You know, some people are gifted. Many are called, but the chosen are few.
Come on, preacher.
We've watched this young man grow from just small little bud, small little seed.
Yeah. Through the wire.
Through the wire.
Yeah.
Small little bud, small little seed. Into the biggest superstar in the world. Our friend in the building.
Yeah.
He hoops okay. His hoop game, we're still working on his hoop game, but he's still a good friend. Make some noise. Michael B. Jordan in the building. Yeah.
What's up, man? Brethren, what's going on? Finally.
This nigga brought oranges.
He brought oranges.
It's a cutie.
Or a orange.
What is it?
It's a cutie.
A cutie.
It's a cutie.
Yeah.
It's a tangerine.
It's one, too.
It's one.
He did not bring to share.
I ate the rest of them on the ride over here.
He's a solo artist.
God damn.
You understand
but
that?
But a team player.
He's a solo artist.
It's crazy.
Like, we see Frank, but he ain't got no cutie. At all.
Frank ugly.
Frank may not eat these.
Well, Frank is all beard. That's his whole attraction.
He didn't think he was going to catch
no. He thought he wasn't have a cutie
in there. He thought he wasn't going to catch no strays.
Who said he don't have a cutie in there?
He doesn't have a cutie in there.
He thought he wasn't going to catch no strays.
Mike B, thank you, my brother. Thank you for joining us, man. I know you're on a whirlwind of a tour. And life is just been really good.
Yes, it has.
From the inside looking in, from the outside looking in. And as we've known you for so long, you deserve it.
Thank you, man.
You deserve it.
Appreciate it.
You work hard. Mm-hmm. You got the gift. And you're only getting better, which is very scary.
Mm.
very scary.
That boy directing now.
No, no, listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
You gonna eat everything cool on the table?
I mean, there's some things on the table I didn't even see yet. So I gotta, you know, I'm at this part of the table, but there's a lot more table to go through.
So let's do kind of a fast track.
Let's do it.
We don't want to keep you long, but we want to get to some information. Let's do a fast track.
Let's do it.
Let's start at that first phone call.
Okay.
After the magical audition, and someone says, "You got the part."
Which part?
Which one? The first one.
Was The Wire the first major role for you?
Wire wasn't the first one. Hardball was probably the first major role for me.
Mm-hmm. When Steelo was G-Baby.
When Steelo was G-Baby.
Steelo was what?
He's G-Baby.
Sterling getting caught with stray bullets. Everybody getting caught with stray bullets.
I told him when he was here, he was G-Baby. He's still trying to prove he wasn't.
I would say, you know, Hardball was probably the first one that really had me travel, you know, part of an ensemble cast, you know, per diem, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know,
it was real.
It was real, you know, like you know, just the whole production of like making a feature film. That was like my first kind of introduction to like the game on that level.
So yeah.
Working with, you know, Keanu Reeves and Diane Lane, you know, just it was one of those projects. At the time he was shooting The Matrix, so we didn't even know what that was gonna be. You know what I'm saying? So it was.
Oh, he hadn't shot The Matrix yet.
I think he was in the process of shooting it.
That's when we met
Lawrence Fishburne. He took us out to dinner one time, all the kids and stuff like that. We met Lawrence Fishburne and stuff like that. So
did you call him Larry?
Larry? I didn't call him Larry.
Whatever.
Uncle Larry. I was like, my brother Cameron ran up on him and called him Larry.
We'll post that.
No, I think that was the first kind of like, you know, okay, I think I could do this. This is cool. I'm more curious about the industry, you know, understanding a little bit of the fundamentals of what acting is. Before that, it was just kind of like just showing up, reading the lines, and, you know, and trying not to, you know, fuck up.
Right.
But
right.
That one was the first time I think I've kind of teetered into the realm of like a character and like how to like, you know, act, so to speak. So
yeah.
So are you in school at this time?
I'm in school. You know what I'm saying? Getting like tutor, you know what I'm saying? So I'm skipping a lot of days of school, but at the same time, you know, there's a on-set teacher that you have to put in a certain amount of hours in that, you know, us and the rest of the kids, we would, you know, do a couple hours of school and then get back to work.
So when does school change? When is it?
Do you go back after Hardball to regular school?
Went back to Hardball, regular school. And at that point, you know, you're still on the acting tip. You know what I mean? You're still hustling. You're still trying to go to auditions and stuff like that. I'm like not a star at school. I mean, I'm Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think everybody that's trying to do something in the entertainment industry in like middle school, high school becomes Hollywood no matter what. Like that's your nickname. They're not really that creative outside of that. It's like Hollywood is what it is. So like that was the...
So it went like a cheer, like, yay, it's like, just look at this Hollywood.
Nobody understood it. I mean, how could you?
Right.
You know, you're doing something that's so against the norm.
And where is
like,
this?
What,
where are you?
This is Newark.
Newark.
Yeah,
okay.
This is Newark, New Jersey. So Newark, New Jersey, doing that.
That's Brick City, yeah?
Yeah, Brick City.
That's Brick City.
That's Brick City. Yeah.
Hey, so I'm sure that's tough. You're from Brick City and you're going to do movies and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
Because niggas ain't going to do movies.
Yeah, it's just... And it's not normal.
It's not.
So how do they process it?
I mean, it ain't for nobody to really process.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for me, you know what I'm saying? It was you know, leaving school early, going to auditions, missing days of school. You know, you might see a Models ad in the Sunday paper or a Toys R Us ad or, you know, a little Frito, what was the Doritos, you know, value pack with the little, like, you know, points on the back of it. You were collecting, like, buy something off the, you know, out of the booklet and shit like that. Yeah, I was like a little kid in that, you know, shit like that I was doing. And then, you know, then The Wire kicked in. Then All My Children.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know.
Nick, you was on The Stories?
He was on The Stories, brother.
Stories, man.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
I did some know that. Yeah. I know something
probably,
you don't know.
You're probably watching The Stories, nigga.
No, my mama watched The Stories.
Mama, grandmama had The Stories on lock. That's what it was. So, like, All My Children was definitely where I kind of, like, learned, like, the work ethic of acting. Like, the actual.
Yeah, because they locked in.
Yeah, I mean, you do like 100, you know, episode and a half a day, 100 plus pages a day. God. You know what I'm saying?
They crank 100 plus?
Yeah. They cranking them things out daily.
Yeah. Tyler Perry before Tyler Perry.
What?
I mean, Soaps is a machine.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no like, you know, you rarely get multiple takes. So it's like, if you ain't know your shit, the next day it will be on air and people will be watching you fuck up. So like you only need one or two of those. So you like, nope, I'm knowing our shit. Yeah, no, I'm gonna be prepared. I'm gonna know my shit better than anybody. So like that was kind of like, yeah, how that.
And when did that? Did you move to LA to do the stories, or were you still?
I was New York. After I finished the soap operas, that's when I moved. Once I wasn't going to college, I was like, all right, I'm not going to school. I'm gonna move to LA. I'm gonna keep pursuing this thing. Okay. And so right after I finished my run on the stories, I up and moved to LA.
That's where we met you.
Y'all scoundrels.
Yeah.
Y'all scoundrels, right? Hey, right, man. Around that time.
Hey, man, we're
nice guys.
I remember you from those days.
For the most part.
Yeah. Boy,
what was that transition like for you? Coming from Newark, coming to LA, and maybe the chase is different. Maybe the process is different just now being in Hollywood versus being in that space in Newark.
I feel like the grind was like, I had a work ethic and developed a work ethic from like being on the East Coast. It was just a certain like level of like grit and like just wanting to go get it that really kept me locked in out here in LA. And then seeing the pace of LA is a little bit different than it is, not a little bit, it's a lot different than it is on the East Coast. So just being hungry, willing to like, you know, lock in, sacrifice. You know, the only thing I did was hoop and audition. That was it. We rarely went out. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, besides when me and Sterling was promoting.
You hooped?
What do you mean?
E-League.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I heard him say it. I'm just asking.
Listen, y'all know.
If you hoop.
You know too.
Because I mean, I know you and I have, we got championships.
Oh my Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
He never won.
He never won.
Y'all were playing a political game a lot longer than me. So you had already knew that you had the politic with Shane. You had to do this and that. You got the little stack team and play with your friends. I was just happy to get to the
team. I was just
lucky to get on the squad.
This is the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
Our team was that? Yeah.
I mean, you had team chemistry. Y'all played with who y'all wanted to play with. I got
my homie and then everybody else.
Yeah, and I got placed on the team.
You had your homie.
Who was my homie?
Stilo.
He did. You know how long it took for him to get in the league?
Hey, man, Stilo was probably taking me years.
For years.
And when he finally got in, he shot for all the seasons he wasn't in.
Oh, y'all didn't let me in?
Oh, you let me in?
40 shots.
So yeah, I scored 35. You shot 80 times.
You know y'all lost, right?
Hey, man, I ain't gonna let y'all get down on my boy like that, man. Yeah, maybe 50 times. Maybe shot 50, not 80.
Because I got a championship with my first team. So you're right about the politic, though, because my first team we won. And
who's you
with? I finally got, it's me, Jamie Foxx.
Okay, yes. That was on the Kings.
Corey Hardrick. You know, we were the Spurs.
Okay.
We were the Kings. I was on the Kings at one point.
Okay.
Corey Hardrick, Broderick.
Fucking Broderick. Oh, hey, Broderick, man. Y'all, come on.
No, I wasn't ever on team with Broderick.
Kenneth Career was on my team. Yeah.
This is at the time.
Marcus Polk,
uh-huh.
Charlie Burrell, and Breon.
Oh, yeah, I had a sub team.
Oh, we had a team. And then when I finally got Jay in, they put him on an island, and he was taking 40 shots.
Nah, 22.
About 22?
Small set.
He was averaging 32.
Easy.
Get that thing up. Yeah, for sure. For sure. No, but that was the beginning of really all of our relationships through the entertainment league.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what I mean? Where we really built our bond with each other and everybody started to just get to know each other. Because there were people in the league that it was just like, dude talented, but I don't really fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just life. And that, you know what I mean? And an interesting thing, I felt like the E-League kind of brought that concept of how if you do make it to one of the professional leagues, you're dealing with multiple people and multiple personalities. Because what we do is very singular. Like, even with you go to your trailer.
Yeah.
Like, we found out that, okay, now we're in the locker room with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now we going to E-League parties. Now it's like damn near sanctioned things. They taking all-star teams to different cities and guys are participating in that. And you start realizing like, yo, who's a real person?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember when we first really got cool and it was something, it might've been an E-League event and you was like, man, just come pick me up. And I'm like, all right, shit. Then I find out this nigga was living far as hell at the time. I'm like, damn, man.
Way out in the valley.
I'm gonna pick this nigga. All right, that's a little bro. I'm gonna pick him up. But just building those relationships and finding people within this industry, man. Shout out to Shane.
Shout out to Shane, because Shane put something together that really connected a lot of us that we've kept going. And then even, you know, me creating with Tank the R&B Money Run for years. That now it's like, you know, I had to like calm it down because it started going viral. Nigga, I'm like, nigga, take the damn, put your phone up, bro. I'm tired of these phone calls that, you know, you were a part of. And Chris Browning pulled up and, you know, the Brim Brothers and Jamie Foxx. But somewhere safe that, you know, we're not going to get some fool that just want to hack us.
Exactly.
Because that, you know.
Because we do other stuff.
Yeah.
Because we have something to do after.
Is what you I'm always trying to tell Jay Valentine.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I do other things.
Yeah. Besides who?
He knows I have shows on the weekend.
Yes.
Right? But on the fast break, he wants to hack my wrist. He wants to hack my fingers. These are the money makers.
Hands
are
part of the ball.
This is, hands are not part of the ball. When it's your client. You manage me.
You manage me.
You know how many times I quit?
Hey, it was game point.
I can only imagine.
Hey, Mike, it was game point.
Break,
game
like, point. Come on.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you wasn't getting a shout out. It's okay.
All right. Out of this basketball place, nobody plays better than me.
Oh, my Lord. Can't wait to
That's
get
That's
what
the ball was built up.
Did you ever feel any downtime or any lag or see yourself in a space where you were at a crossroad and trying to really figure things out to get to that next level?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say the summer maybe before I booked Red Tails, I would say was probably one of the crossroads for me of like, all right, this is the last rent check I got. I done overdrafted everything I could overdraft and borrowed money from every aunt I could think of.
Yeah.
This doesn't work out this month. I'm heading back to Jersey and, you know, we gonna figure it out. We gonna, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but we gonna figure it out. And then auditioned for it, booked it, that found out that Thanksgiving that I had got the role, and that was like the first time that I had enough money that I could actually stack. I was like, okay, cool. I could pay off everything I need to pay off. This
Still
gives
put
me,
something up.
Put a little bit of something up. I can stay out here for another 6 months, you know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera. And then literally the jobs just kept, I kept booking from there. It was just kind of like that kind of opened up the floodgates for me. And then it just kind of continued from that moment. So I would say like when I moved out here, you know, I was still booking like little episodics, you know what I'm saying? Guest starring roles on, you know, CSI or Law and Order or whatever it was. That was cool. But I was getting to know the town. I was getting to know casting directors. I was getting to know, like, you know, the players that are in the, you know, the entertainment world. And also, you know, the executives and the casting directors loved the shows that I was doing. So, like, it was the work that I was doing that they would see that either if they didn't like it, their wife loved it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, my God, my husband loves you. Oh, my God, my wife loves you. Like, let's come in. So, like, it was like this invested interest of, like, you know, certain people in the town to kind of keep me booked and busy, I guess, a little bit. So that was a good run. But, you know, I would say that when I first moved out, it was, like, still booking jobs, but still dead broke. So, like, yeah, you were like, oh, yo, that's what's the name from The Wire. But I'm like, yeah, but me and Sterling's applying at Jack in the Box.
Right.
Or, like, you know what I mean? And, like, no, y'all overqualified. Like, it was a moment where it was like, yeah, we were going to fast food spots trying to, you know, apply for jobs. And it was, like, one of those moments sitting in the car before we went there. It was like, yo, we about to do this shit? Are we about to fucking apply for a goddamn fast food right now? And these niggas going to know who I am. So it's not like, oh, it's like a random person.
That's
it's like,
nah. That's the tough spot.
I was willing to take the L, you know what I'm saying? And like, and deal with the, you look familiar. And are you the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to kind of like.
Definitely was going to get that with a number 8.
What?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't even know that he could have just called me out and gave him a quarter ounce of lime. You know? Got him back on his feet. He didn't even realize that. I, you know what I mean? I am from the Bay. You know, just gonna make sure my guy was all right. Hey, man. Hey, Wallace.
I know, you, man.
Nah, I get that all the time.
I look like
shit. Get up. Take your food and keep it pushing.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
the fast food. Listen, I remember being in Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay.
After the money, when the money was low.
Okay.
And I had a rented Lincoln Town car that I was hiding from the rental company.
Okay. The story is okay.
It was taking, I took off because I had, you know, they had a 2-bedroom that was only like $1,300.
Okay.
So I took off to Rancho. Got in there.
Yeah. That's probably where you picked me up around that area. Yeah. That's when we were deep.
A different type of Rancho.
And I'm looking at this Best Buy like, I could pack boxes here. I could stack some boxes.
Right, because if you go do the overnight shift,
they're not gonna see me.
Yeah.
It's going.
And niggas be trying to figure it out though.
But hanging out with Jamie Foxx,
right?
And it looking like,
yeah,
everything was together.
When I'm at the party and I'm right next to him, like, and the elbows is rubbing. It's like, oh, okay, they doing it. And then I drive that town car back to Rancho, you know what I'm saying? That rubber really meets the road in trying to figure out what that next move
That's
is.
That's the entertainment business in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Because it's about staying the course.
Mm-hmm.
It's about staying out here or wherever that is that you're close to the work that will one day you'll wake up and you'll get that phone call that it changes for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember having a conversation with you and you're like, I got to go to the Bay. Mm. I was like, you're doing in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's a movie out there. He was like, it's an indie movie. And the crazy thing is, you know, our relationship and my relationship with our fellow brother, Tristan Wilds.
Mm-hmm.
He also was supposed to be a part of that movie and got sick when he was doing 90210.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you called me and you were like, bro, this movie is special. And at first you didn't tell me what it's about. You just like, and then I never forget this. You said, you should come up here I was like, why? And he was like, nah, nigga, you from the Bay. I'm telling you, you could just play one of the parts. And I was like, nigga, I'm not an actor. I was like, I'm not an actor. I knew you were setting me up, though. I was like, he's setting me up. He's about to try to figure out, but I could say, bruh, two or three times in the movie. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I mean, you told, he was like, he finally told me what the movie's about with Oscar Grant.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, shit, I knew about the whole thing. I was like, this is about to be different. This is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is my cousin at the time was going to college, or before that, with Ryan at SC.
Yep.
My cousin was the number one linebacker in the nation at the time. He go to SC, him and Ryan, both from Oakland. They link, and he already telling me about him. And then you like, hey, man, this young director, he out the Bay, he got this great idea. And, man, what you did with that movie, it represented us so well. With you not being from the Bay. Like, just not aside from us all being black men, but just the Bay Area, we have a very, like,
it's a code. It's a particular way of living.
This island that we live on out there, right? That it's just so different from the rest of the West Coast, but the rest of the world. We got our own language. We got our own, the way we dress. It's just, we live in our own world. Tank could tell you, go up there, he'd be like,
I enjoy myself.
I love it. Every time I go up
there. But it is different. So to capture that, and the way you captured it, bro, I don't even know if I've ever even told you that over all these years. Like, you really made me proud as just a friend.
Oh, man.
Because I didn't
that.
See my friend anymore.
Yeah. That's big.
And that's a huge part. You know that with acting.
It's a big fuss.
Yeah. I did not see Mike. You know what I mean? Like, I saw you playing Oscar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he did this such a great service.
No, I appreciate that.
So,
man,
thank you from us.
Nah.
From the crib, bro.
Hey, no. Thanks all mine. Man, just be able to, like, embody that character and that, you know, that moment in time, you know, me, I was real pissed off around that time, just in general, just like it was a lot, you know, shootings going on. Trayvon Martin just got shot. It was a lot of shit going on in the world. And like, that was a outlet for me to kind of express myself the way I could, which is through the work, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and say something, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, meeting Ryan and, you know, going through all the steps of moving up there and living and staying in, you know, just, you know, in close proximity to, you know, Oscar's friends and family, you know, people that, you know, I had to get to know him through the people that knew him the best, you know, and that was my first time really doing like a real deep dive like that, you know, as far as doing like the real homework, you know what I'm saying? And like, and so for me, it was doing a bunch of things. I got a chance to say something. I got a chance to prove that I could carry a film, you know, but then also I represent, you know, so many other, you know, Trayvon Martins and Oscar Grants throughout the world, you know what I'm saying, that don't get their stories told, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't get an opportunity to, you know, to get justice, you know what I'm saying? So, that movie meant a lot. Checked a lot of boxes for me.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. I want to get to the...
Where you going?
You know, I want to get to the blockbuster that's happening right now, but I just want to ask you one question before we get to the, you know, to the series of amazing body of work that you got.
Appreciate that.
Cause we see, like, we've been in Hollywood for quite some time, and we kind of understand the overtones and then the undertones of how this thing kind of moves and shakes, and the question I wanted to ask you is, like, why do you think it's you? Out of all the people you've come up with, and out of all the people, you know, you've worked with that, you know, put in the work and who are talented, and you are amazingly talented, amazing work ethic. What is the special quality about Michael B. Jordan that sets him apart from everybody else?
I mean, that's tough. Only because women of faith and understanding, you know, that it's above us. You know what I'm saying? Like, our blessings, we're blessed, you know what I'm saying? And highly favored, you know? So we know spirituality, God has a lot to do with us and the success and the blessings that we have. And just the avoidance of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? That could knock us off our path, because that's equally as important. You know what I'm talking about? Family, prayer circles, people that we're shielded. So there's that goes there. I mean, that was a little bit what this movie was about for me, you know, trying to figure out, like, you know, having that conversation, you know, kind of exercising my way through, you know, why me, you know, and I think part of it is chosen, mm-hmm. you know, for mm-hmm. certain things. And then also my ability, I think, maybe to, I don't know, process information, think, put things together, you know, build shit. You know, my gut, my intuition, mm-hmm. you know, I listen to that shit all the time, you know, mm-hmm. Being able to read people, you know, hear the note behind the note. You know, what is the real intent behind things? You mm-hmm. know, being able to kind of like dissect that all the time, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's my norm. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, you know, and then like you said, the work ethic, you know, it's a combination. It's a bunch of different things. I don't think it's like the one thing that makes it different. I think it's just a combination of just particular point of views and approaches and disciplines that equal, you know, the ability to like, you know, do what I do, you know,
I want to accept all of that, right? Because all of that is very much true.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you're part of a bigger universal message.
It's empathy, bro. I think it's empathy. Being able to like, I feel, I'm an empath. You know what I'm saying? But once you feel and you understand mm-hmm. what it is, you can give people what they need.
Well, that too. All of that is, you know, amazing.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
You are proof that good people win.
Hmm.
That being a good person.
I would agree with that.
Being an amazing human being. Because there's always this quote of good guys always finish last. That's not true.
I agree.
And you are giving good people
An example.
Hmm.
You can do it the right way. You cannot be part of that and these other things. You can do it the right way. You can be raised right. You can talk right. You can act right. You can walk right. You can do your best.
Yeah, mm. I met your mom and daddy.
You understand what I'm saying?
You know them well.
Yeah.
You know my
yeah.
family.
Good you, know people, you from good stock, bro. Like, you come from good things. And what he's saying is absolutely right. You're an example of that, bro.
Yep.
And we're here to tell you that.
Yep.
Fuck all the rest of this shit.
Yeah.
You have been consistently you from the day I met you. And I had no idea you was going in and looking at Jack in the Box applications.
Yeah.
Because that didn't matter to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the homie. Like, yep. I never get caught up in none of that. Yep. My friends are my friends. Mm. But now we all know what this life has done for you
mm-hmm.
and the position that it's put you in. Mm. And you are the same exact person.
Appreciate that.
You are the same exact person. If, like, listen, at the premiere, if we catch eyes,
yeah.
nigga. It's expected.
Yeah.
I don't care who in this building. Yeah, nigga, yeah, we gonna say what's up. We gonna hug out. We gonna tell each other we love each other, man. Yeah. Thank you and congratulations. Mm. And this is what it's supposed to be when it's a real brotherhood.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
This ain't about nothing else. And we gotta stop telling people that it's about, oh, he ain't checked in with me. He ain't called me. And man, we got lives and we busy.
Because it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
But when we catch the these eyes and I see my brother,
pick up where we left off.
No time
pick up
lost,
where we left
ever.
Off, bro. So you know,
ever.
Toast to you for that,
bro. Yeah, man, I appreciate you know,
yeah,
in man. A real way.
Now, like,
I was trying to figure out if he was trying to ask why you wasn't Killmonger, and he was. That's I thought you was going there, but you didn't go there. You didn't go there.
No, I was.
Was that a question?
No.
Were you curious?
No.
You don't want to be Killmonger?
No, he killed Killmonger. I can't be Killmonger. Now
Killmonger's back.
He went crazy.
In the dream.
He rocked. Fuck,
look, I just made him think. Maybe I did want to be Killmonger.
Maybe like the homie, Killmonger's homie. Come in, coach. Come in. Right, let's get to the shit, man.
Yeah. What's up?
Let's get to Creed, man.
Let's do it.
Bro. In the one, I said, okay, he's coming.
Mm.
In the two,
mm-hmm.
you sat in that hospital bed and you shook me up.
Mm.
I said, he's here.
Mm.
In three, I said, he's out of control.
And you cheated, too.
What you talking about?
The little girl is a cheat
code. You're out of control.
It's a cheat code. I said, oh my God.
You're out of your mind. You're out of control.
And he must be stopped.
He must be stopped. I'm sitting like this. I hate him.
Oh, that's what you're doing? I'm in there doing this. Look. I think that's how I sound.
Hey,
whatever,
bro. I watch Creed 3.
Yeah,
and yeah. I was so proud of you.
Very proud.
On
moment.
So many levels, I watched that entire movie with a smile on my face. Even when I was emotional, I still had a smile on my face. I'm like this. it was a and I'm sitting next to Kevin Gates.
Okay, okay.
And when I say enjoying himself,
yeah, he was,
loves it.
I'm talking like that. See, that's where it go right there. That's a soldier. You feel me? You gotta understand what's going on right now.
So y'all were engaged the whole time.
Oh man,
yeah.
When I say he had the time of his life,
I love it.
It's a great movie.
It was amazing, and it was more growth.
Yeah.
You the director?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're the star? Yeah. Give me the process, real quick, mm-hmm. of you learning sign language.
Oh, so like, I was learning sign language while I was working out in pre-production too. So like, one thing, me and Bianca, once I got me and Tessa, when I got the new script, I was like, man, we should have just kept up with it from Creed 2. We would have been way more fluent right now. We would have been great, you know what I'm saying? But we put ourselves on a fast track to kind of like learn it while I was working out. So like while I was working out, I would work out, you know, have production meetings, script meetings, you know what I'm saying, whatever, building the thing. But then I'll just go off to the side for a little bit, do an hour a day, you know what I'm saying, with my coach. And we would, you know, go through the basics, you know what I'm saying? He would kind of like, you know, he would sign, I would, you know, mimic the sign, and then he'll test me on those like four or five signs, you know what I mean? Every like 15 minutes or so. And then we would like, you know, recap that entire hour, and I would try to go off memory and do that. And then the next day they'll recap half of what we did the day before, et cetera, et cetera. And kind of just stair-step me to, until I didn't have any more time left. Mm-hmm. But honestly, on the day, I'm a real visual person. I'm a visual learner. So I could pick up on signs pretty quickly and then register it, digest it, and then go do what I gotta do.
That was a very special part of the movie.
Thank you. And
very special.
And it was a natural evolution of things. The first movie, you know, Adonis meets the love of his life. You know what I'm saying? She has progressive hearing loss. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know where that's going. Cool. Second film, we pick up, he's starting a family of his own. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know.
You realize that the daughter.
Can or can't she? You know, the parents are number one concern. You know, a healthy baby. You know what I'm saying? Can he get it passed down? Does she have it or not? Mm-hmm. The heartbreak of, you know, within, you know, internally between Adonis is, okay, damn, now what? How am I going to move forward with this? Right. And questions around that. And it was played beautifully by, you know, Rocky and Adonis, you know what I'm saying? Really trying to figure out like what manhood is and like what parenthood is all about. You know, cool, we got that. The third film, I don't have to talk about it. We're already a fully ASL family.
Right.
You know, the house is already tricked out. Mm-hmm. Adonis has clearly invested time to make sure and money to make sure his daughter is going to get all the things that he never got. You know what I'm saying? And really trying to like, you know, make her life a lot better and comfortable, et cetera, and building all the things and blah, 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 whatever. So in this movie, it was really important like to just normalize in a way, you know, that it really felt inclusive. And it wasn't about the audience or anybody having sympathy for her.
No.
It's like, no, it's the empathy, you know, of understanding, you know
what
I'm saying?
She's a superhero.
What she needs. She's fearless.
What's her name in real life?
Cause Mila. Mila Davis Kent. Mila.
Superstar.
Superstar.
Amazing. Superstar.
Superstar.
Yeah. And like
100%.
She's so talented. And I learned so much from her. So just, and then she encouraged me, like, look, Mike, even if you don't know exactly the sign, gesture, your body language is signing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the deaf community appreciates that so much. By not just talking to them or like getting frustrated. No, gesture, like try. And that's something for us that, you know, the hearing, we're definitely, you know, we're ignorant in a lot of ways.
For sure.
But just getting out of your own, getting out of our own head and being like, oh, I can't do this. I'm gonna feel stupid. Da, 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 da. No, just try. Yeah. And I think it'll make a big difference.
Last piece, you go ahead.
Nah, I mean, listen, and Jonathan Majors.
I mean,
listen, let me tell you something.
Hey, man.
Listen.
What's up?
Listen.
What's up?
Yeah.
Because I act a little bit. If you go TV One,
get out of here, man. It's not the time.
And like Lifetime.
It's not the time.
I'm like Michael B. Okay.
Michael G.
I'm like Michael G. Michael G. Ford.
Michael T. Michael T.
Anyway, you guys were having so many conversations outside of the script. Like, just within the physicality of how you guys were dealing with each other, from eye contact to no eye contact to, when I say it was crazy, it was like y'all had done movies before. Like, you guys had been synced before in other moments to build, because to build up that kind of chemistry is really crazy.
And it's rare.
It's rare.
Yeah, it's rare.
And that undercurrent that y'all were carrying, along with what was being said in the environment, it was incredible.
Thank you, man. No, he's a special talent. You know what I mean? He's a kindred spirit too. You know what I'm saying? He would feel like one of us, like a brother for sure. And he has so much depth to him, and complexities that just play perfectly, you know, in the film that we needed from our antagonist.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? To counterbalance our equally as complex and the depth of Adonis, you know, of our hero. So he played that perfectly. He was a workhorse. He was willing to get into shape. He was sacrificed, you know what I'm saying, his just time, just to really put it in and take this shit seriously. Learning the choreography, learning a certain style, you know, embodying, you know, Damien as a character, you know what I'm saying, coming from Crenshaw, just being like just a LA story. And it worked, man. It really worked. And then the boxing stuff just really like fell into place. And that was something that I probably daydreamed the most about from like just over the course of the entire trilogy. Like, how would I do the fights if I ever had an opportunity to do them? And like, that was something that I really like said, fuck it, we just gonna swing for the fences.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right?
You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So why is he here? So why is he here?
I mean, this is the R&B Money podcast. Why is he here? This is R&B podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, so hold
on. Did you drink your tea?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm here to... me.
Whoa. Get,
nope.
Find see, the key where it.
Nope. Lord wanted to keep me humble. It's not one of them.
Where you going with the cheese?
I don't know where he's going.
Where you going with this thing? Where you going?
It was a little bit like, it was a little cheers in that a little bit. I heard cheers a little bit.
It's a lot of bar action.
It's okay,
a lot of bar action.
Top five.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. Your like top that. Five.
Michael T.
Looking at you.
Is it Michael T or Michael
five. Your top five. R&B singers.
Yeah.
R&B songs. Yeah. Michael B's top five. Top. Your top five. Michael B. Jordan.
What's up?
Your top five R&B singers.
I'm going Marvin Gaye. Gotta go Marvin Gaye. I'm going Usher. This is no particular order.
Just
about it. Usher.
Yeah.
I'm going So if he's the king of pop, is that considered for R&B?
Hey, man, Michael Jackson.
Play with the boy.
Play with Michael Jackson.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
That's four. Oh, man. This is tough. Luther?
Ooh. Ended out right. Luther. And that thing out right. Yeah. Luther.
Yeah. honorable mention, yeah. Tank's going in there. You got to. I said honorable mention, Tank's going in there.
You're a sixth man.
You know what I'm saying? I got you know.
Michael T. Jordan.
I don't mind coming off the bench.
I'm just saying.
But that's starting five.
That's a cold start five.
Yeah.
We got one more thing. For you. We're going to let you out the door.
You've been associated with a lot of great people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But in this segment, you better not. I ain't saying no names.
Hey!
I ain't saying no names.
Chicago dance in the back.
Who you is? What you doing? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I'm sorry I took so long to get here. I got to do this again. We can just vibe.
You are invited back.
You have a standing invitation. Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime.
So listen, right now, you give us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up.
Okay.
The only rule to the game.
Can't say no name.
Is you can't say no name.
No,
this
nombres.
Is Michael B. Wakanda Creed Wire Fruitville Station Jordan.
Whoa.
I ain't saying no names.
Mm-hmm. Man, I got stories. Now I got to figure out how to tell these stories without no names. Mm. Okay. Let me see what I got for y'all.
It was Frank.
It was Bobby.
Bobby.
I'm trying to think. What's a good one? Yeah, my mind goes. Yeah, this shit. Y'all okay this? Y'all okay this question? Listen, let me think.
You know I'm
no, I
disruptive.
Don't. No. I'm gonna think of something good. So let me ponder.
Take your time. Come on, ponder.
I would rather y'all give me like a city.
Whoa!
And then let
Miami.
Me like
Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. It's getting warm.
Said Miami.
It's getting warm.
So I'm down in Miami. Mm. You know, I usually stay at a particular hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm promoting a film. So I'm only down there for a little bit of time. You know, you hit, you know, certain outlets, you know what I'm saying? You know, Television, Telemundo, you know what I'm saying? You bounce around, you do your press or whatever. And you go back to the hotel, and then that's when you do the rest of the press. You know what I'm saying? Press junkets, search. Okay, cool. So, had my day of press. I didn't eat that much that day because I woke up, it was a little late, you know what I'm saying, from the night before, which is we're in Miami. So, there's not a lot of sleep going.
Miami. Bienvenidos.
It's a club. You know, liquid IVs are helpful.
Yeah.
Coconut water is top tier.
Top tier.
Yeah. Rehydration.
Yeah. Drip lab.
So, next day, don't eat that much. A couple of my other co-stars don't eat as much as either, so nobody's really eating a lot. A lot of tea, chunky the voice together, talking a lot. So we leave the hotel, and we go to dinner. And at this point, you know, ordering appetizers, et cetera, but you know, we're drinking a lot. You know, alcohol is flowing, so it's a lot of drinks, not a lot of food. Mm-hmm. I repeat. We didn't eat a lot the last couple of days. So we proceed to have a good time. Take a little nibble here, a little this, a little that. You know what I'm saying? Tasting a little bit. Never eat, I didn't eat a full meal. Cool, great. Right this time, I'm a little lit. A couple other people that I'm with, they lit too.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more lit than I am. I'm usually the guy that like you can't tell is like really drunk, but I'm nice. I'm there. I'm all the way there. Mm-hmm. It looks like the lights are on. Ain't nobody home. Right? All right. A couple other people, a little bit more visibly messed up. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, cool. Let me help these people get to where, you know, where we're going, you know what I'm saying, safely. So I'm in the middle of like, you know, trying to, you know, help people get to where they gotta go, et cetera, et cetera. We run across some ladies. All right. This is Miami. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're outside, you know what I'm saying? Other the venue in which we're getting ready to go into. And some ladies that are there, they might have recognized maybe a couple of us or whatever the case may be. All right, they wanted to roll in. And we all roll in.
All access.
So we're in this particular spot. More drinks are coming. A certain group of ladies are there. One of the people that are there starts to not look so good. You know what I'm saying? They you know, they stumbling a little bit, you know, balance look a little off. All right, cool. And I'm like, hey, yo, think it might be good. probably should go back, you know what I'm saying, to where we came from, you know what I'm saying, where we reside at, you know what I'm saying? I think it's done. You know, we got to get up in the morning, we got to leave. Like, yeah. This is it. We did it. We did it, guys. We had a great time. It was a great time. Cool. So he didn't want to go. So he didn't want to leave. So he proceeded to grab the bottle from a lady that was with us. And he grabbed it he grabbed the bottle with like such force that he cracked his own like face with it, right? Like, bah. And he just kind of like kept drinking. I saw it vividly. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh man, like that was a big bottle. You feel me? Like that, I know that's hurtful. That doesn't feel good. Yeah. But he kept drinking like it was nothing. So everything was cool, blah, 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 blah. All right, great. So we had the rest of the night, had a good time, blah, 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 blah. Get back in the car, cool. Get back to the hotel, cool. I'm skipping over a lot of things, but that's not important to the story. Mm-mm. Got it. Next morning, wake up. My phone is like, what the fuck is going on? Hey, what's up? FaceTime. Yo, what up? What's going on? Oh shit, what happened to you? What happened? No, Mike, tell me what happened. You Mike, good. What happened? What's going on? You alright? Yo. Oh. I don't know how to if he was calling the person that was supposed to calm him down and like act like it you wasn't as bad, I wasn't the one. I wasn't the one. I'm fresh. You fucked up, dog. I'm fresh out of sleep. Hey, yo, we gotta call somebody. And I don't know if you can get on a plane like that. Like I don't know if they're gonna let you go on a plane like that. So wow. You might need emergency dentist, you know what I'm saying? Some stitches, you feel me? It was the whole situation. And that was I was a night in Miami. That's a story. Not saying no names. Wow. I did a good job. There's a couple times I almost fucked up. I did a good job. Did a good job.
So the moral of the story is don't drink with Michael B. Jordan.
Without eating.
Yeah.
Because you want to try to match my shit. And I'm like, don't match my shit.
And if you're looking for, you're looking to be consoled.
Consoled or comfort.
Don't him. Call.
Don't call. No, I'm gonna tell it to you real. You're not.
Yeah. You bust your shit.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I have many nights in Miami of those kind that I don't really remember.
Yeah, you know?
I just thank the Lord I woke up in the hotel I checked in.
That's crazy. Not me. I don't live like that.
What, anymore?
Ever.
What you mean?
I don't live like that. I always know where I'm gonna wake up at.
Say it again?
Ever.
Okay.
You know me a long time. You ain't never seen me get. Ain't nobody had to. I had no shoulders to walk
hold,
out of
you
nothing.
You hold your shit very well too, though.
No. He doesn't. He don't do what we talking about, but he gets extremely violent.
Okay, gotcha.
That's his problem.
Wrap it up. Wrap
is that what it is?
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
It up.
Depends on what he's drinking.
He's such a nice guy.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
He's a nice guy.
He's like, he walk in, where the handy at? These niggas, and then it just goes from there. It goes from us having a great time to him telling Steph Curry,
hey,
tell that nigga Steph Curry take a picture with us if he want to be safe out here. I said, why do I have to tell him? Why do I have to ask him?
If you want to be safe out here,
why does it have to be the message for me?
Why do I got to tell the man that?
I still took the picture with us, but that's what my point is.
Pictures on my face.
Shout out to Steph Crazy.
Shout out to Steph Crazy, guy. That's not how I relate the message. So I said, will you take a picture with his brother? Absolutely. Very nice. But Mike B, my brother.
Oh, man.
You're awesome, brother.
Yeah.
And that's just not, you know, friends talking. That's you know. I'm going to pull myself outside of that. Outside looking in, man. Amazing brother, man.
Thank you.
You've done amazing work. Your ledger's clean, man. And keep it that way, brother.
I shall.
You represent man, well.
My guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
J Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast. And did you say that?
Cool.
Yeah. And what else can I say, man? Yeah. Greatness in the building. The Michael B. Jordan.
R&B money! R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.